Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of building blocks, we were on page 11, starting with Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. Listen closely today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
In Revelation 20, verse 11 through 15, though, listen to this about the unsaved. It says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their work. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. They were judged every man according to their work. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Now, notice there are two books. Basically, one is called the book of life. The other is called the books. The books are what contain every moment of your life. They have every thought. They have every deed. They have every intent. They have everything about it. And you know, if Adam and Eve died just because they ate of a fruit that God said, "Well, don't eat of that fruit," they ate of it anyway, and they would die. And if they don't have a Savior, they'll spend eternity in the lake of fire for eating a fruit that they were tempted with. Just think, you're saying, "Well, my sin's not that bad." Your sin is that bad, my friend, much worse than Adam and Eve ever thought of committing. And so, again, you're judged according to your works. What does that mean by that? That means that that determines the reward of hell. And that is, it'll be worse for some than others. The book of life. Who's in the book of life? Those that receive Christ as their Savior during their earthly lifetime. They're in the book of life. But the rest are without Christ. They go to a place called hell that most people don't like to talk about, but it is a reality. Now, although salvation is something that someone cannot earn, work for, or keep it on their own, it is something that the individual is allowed to accept or receive upon hearing the gospel. And God wants you to receive it. He wants you to accept. In Ezekiel chapter 33 in verse 11, it says this, "Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel?" Now notice, he's just saying, I don't have any pleasure in the wicked dying and going to hell. He doesn't have any pleasure in that at all. He wants you to turn, and he says it there. Turn ye, says it twice for emphasis. That is, repent, repent. And so, my friend, understand, you have a free will, and God's desire is for you to be saved, but you have to respond to his gospel. You have to respond to him. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. In this same chapter, he further instructs those who are believers to warn the wicked from their evil ways. In verses 8 through 11, he says, "When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, thou warn the wicked, of his way, turn from it. If you do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. Therefore, O son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, we pine away in them. How should we then live? And then he goes on to say he had no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Now, you say, how could their blood be on my hands? You know, what does that mean? Because that is a scary thought, is it not? That somebody's blood is on my hand, God's going to require it my hand. That means that you had the chance to deliver the gospel. You coward. You wouldn't even give them a gospel tract. You wouldn't invite them to church where they'd hear the gospel. You just didn't say anything to them at all. My friend, their blood is required at their hand. That'd be a lost reward, because those that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever. And the reward that is in eternity, that never dims, never loses its glamour or its glory, then my friend, you'll lose that and never have it in eternity. I was on an airplane some time ago, and I was sitting in the back, just glad, well, at least I got a seat by myself, and the stewardess come back and just said, sir, we need you to move to the front. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, my seat was way back here near the back, and since we're open seats, I got one by myself in the back. But she said, you need to move towards the front. We've got a place up front for you. I thought, man, what did I do now? Well, they were wanting to redistribute the weight because they had less people than they had planned. And so I got up to the front, and they had a seat there. And there was a young lady sitting there, I'd say maybe 30-ish, maybe late 20s. But she was sitting there, and here, this old man coming up there, almost 70 years old, to sit down by her. And so I know that was an oh-no moment for her. But she's a quiet young lady, and she's reading something there. So I sat down in the window seat there beside her. That's where they told me to sit. And as I'm sitting there, I look across, and I decided, well, I've got to do something. So I gave her my tract that I wrote on God's plan of salvation. And I just said, ma'am, I wrote this tract, and I'd like for you to read it. She said, you wrote it? I said, yeah. And I said, it changed my life. And by the way, anytime you have a good salvation tract, just tell the people, I would like for you to read this. What's in there is what changed my life. Now, if it's a good salvation tract, then it'll have in there what changed your life, okay? And so I told her that. Well, you know, she waited a few minutes, and then she started reading it. And when she got done reading it, she turned to me and she said, this is what I needed. She had not understood about commitment. She did not understand about repentance. She did not understand that. She just thought she said this prayer's magic word when she was a little kid. And she hadn't been to church in quite a while. As a matter of fact, she said, this is what I need. She said, about a month ago, I decided to go back to church. It had been years. And she was well-to-do, by the way. She traveled up and down the East Coast as selling medical supplies and things of that nature. And she was the director. So evidently she's pretty high. But what was interesting, she said, I went back to church because there's something missing in my life. Now, here's a lady doing well in life, and yet she says there was something missing in my life. And so after we talked, and she had said, I got it settled, that's when I told her about getting in church. And there's a place in North Carolina, we're on the radio station with the Fundamental Broadcast Network there, and I says, you know, look for the FBN station in your area, the Fundamental Broadcast Network. And then I says, secondly, find a church. Now, I says, when you look for a church, now, don't just go to any church. Look for one. You might even give them a call ahead of time and find out, do they use the King James Bible? Do they use the old hymns? Or do they sing this rock and roll stuff? And boy, as soon as I said rock and roll stuff, she said, that's it. She says, I went back to church for the first time in years, and I haven't been back. But I just went that one time about a month ago. But it was, that music was such, it was just like what they play in the nightclubs, and that's not the way it was. And I said, child, she says, I just hadn't been back. I got nothing from it. Well, see, motivational speakers and that kind of music is not for the searching soul for salvation and getting things right with God. Well, as I talked further to this lady, I found out She wasn't even supposed to be on the plane. I wasn't supposed to be sitting where I was sitting. God brought that together. Now, if I don't give her a track and speak to her about her soul, that would be lost forever. Now, unfortunately, I'm using that, and you're saying, oh, well, that preacher really witnesses to everybody he comes in contact with. I wish I could say that was actually true, but I haven't done that. And there are times that I was in a hurry, and I just didn't want to take the time to sit down and talk to somebody. I've given a tract sometimes in that situation, but there have been times where I didn't even give a tract, and I feel so bad about that. But you see, we always got to be aware that the world is on its way to hell. And here's a young lady that she was gone as a little child to camp and said the prayer, but she really hadn't been in church, and she really thought that that was the magic words, but she knew she was lacking something. And through a tract, she got right with God. Well, so let me just encourage you to always be a witness and always give that tract. God doesn't have any pleasure in their death and going to hell, and he wants to give you a reward. You don't lose when you witness. Even if they don't get saved, you never lose, because they that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever. You say, if they don't get saved, then I haven't turned them righteous. Oh, yeah, you've turned them to righteousness. You don't make the decision for them. They do. But if you turn them to righteousness, then it's just between them and God. And I believe that's what this Ezekiel 33 passage is teaching us. Now, we know there then that he is to turn from his evil way. How is the doctrine of free will a help to you? You may feel responsible after having witnessed to your own children or having reared them in church and reared them with a moral instruction. If they turn from these teachings, the devil will try to make you think, hey, it is your fault. If you had been what you ought to be, they wouldn't have turned. Obviously, you made a mistake in rearing them. Well, see, you must understand the doctrine of free will applies to children. Now, some people say, well, Bible says you train them up in the way they should go. They'll never depart from it. And by using that kind of a thought, they've said, well, they may depart, but they'll come back before they die. Others said, no, they'll never depart. Some say, well, they'll never depart except for just a little bit, and they'll have to come right back. That's not what it means there in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. When he says, when they're old, the word old there actually in the Hebrew has the meaning of hair on the chin. You're like a teenager. And it's the idea when they're old, they will not depart from it. It means you've reared them in the Word of God. You've reared them in the things of God. It'll always be there as a prick to their conscience. They'll always have conviction, which means that's a great thing, because even though they have a free will and they can rebel most of their life, there's always a chance they'd get saved, because that will not depart from them.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible.